Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
For some reason, there are people out there who have a problem with spyware. And Ben Edelman is one of those people. Ben, is this true? You've really got an issue with spyware?
It's true. I don't like the stuff. You know, I'm one of those people, like most of your listeners, who at Thanksgiving dinner gets to clean up all the laptops that people have brought with them. And I'm sick of it. I'm ready to go on strike. But before I can go on strike, we've got to put the spyware purveyors out of business. So that's what I'm here to do.
Man,
and that's what I'm here to talk about.
Why? I mean, I don't understand. What's so bad about spyware, really?
So you buy a perfectly good new computer that, you know, it's reasonably snappy. You buy a lot of RAM and a fast disk. And then it gets clogged up with all this junk that inevitably is showing you pop-ups, tracking where you go, slowing it down, crashing it. Just not fair game.
Wait a minute. That's one of the reasons why I bought a Windows PC, was for those features specifically. You're saying that's bad?
Right. So I'm saying a computer ought to work reliably and quickly and responsively. This is not rocket science. And yet, there is a group of people out there who would rather mess up your computer for their own financial benefit, because they can make a quick buck showing you ads if they get their junk onto your PC.
And speaking of rocket science, I hear that you're a Harvard graduate.
I am. I got a degree there in economics, which is not that helpful in fighting spyware, but it's a little helpful in understanding what makes the bad guys tick, and so I try to put that to use as best I can.
Okay, so you're crazy. You're going after these, you know, very innocent companies that are creating software that provides a value add to users.
Again, I mean, I hope your listeners understand that that's a big joke, right? The things that these companies are offering are things like screensavers and smileys. They may be slightly useful to some subset of people, but mostly they're just taking advantage of naive or innocent or confused users who don't know any better than to mess up their computers.
Okay, so recently you've taken action, and it's really caused quite a stir.
Well, sure. You know, it's always a media uproar when something happens here, because there are just so many big names, so many big companies who turn out to be involved in the worst kinds of practices you can imagine.
Wait, what did you do? You just pressed the uninstall button? This was front page news?
Last week I posted an article that looked at the safety of results at certain search engines. So if you go to, I don't know, pick one, Google, and you type in screensavers, it turns out a fair number of the sites you're going to get are bad news. They're the kind of site where if Bill Gates was sitting next to you, he'd say, no, don't install that. Don't give those guys your email address. That one's not legit. And on and on and on, site after site, even on the first page of results, and especially the ads. So I compared the safety of the organic results, the main results, with the safety of the ads, and found that the ads were, by and large, almost three times as likely to clog up your computer with junk or send you spam, otherwise to ruin your day.
All right.
That caused a little bit of an uproar. The search engines don't like to be told that their sites are linking users to bad sites, and especially not that their ads, the place where they're making billions and billions of dollars, that their ads are particularly bad news. The last thing they want is for users to stop clicking on those ads. That's where the money's coming from.
Wait a minute. So you're suggesting that the search engines, I mean, we know they're good. You know, I know one of them, I can't remember its name right now. They say Do No Evil. I don't know, some small search engine out of Mountain View. I probably never even heard of it. So you're saying that these guys are, I guess, collaborating with these evil people? And I use that term very loosely. I mean, you're the one calling spyware companies evil, not me. I want to go on record.
Yeah, the word evil I'm okay with. Anyone who sends out 800 emails per week, if you provide your email address once, and sure enough, we've got a site that does that, you know, that's evil. 800 messages a week, that's a whole lot of spam. But as to the word collaborating, that's really the key. What is it that has happened that causes Google and Yahoo to be in partnership with the spyware purveyors? I mean, it's not as if the founders of those companies woke up one morning and said, I know how we're going to make money. We're going to force spyware onto our users' computers. That's not their specific objective, not their, you know, their business plan as stated, and yet that is the kind of thing that ends up happening. Very troubling to me.
Wait, you got proof of this?
Sure. So, you know, here's one that's clearly a scam. Everyone knows that Skype is free. You go to www.skype.com, and you can get it. You don't pay anything to download the client software. It's just free. Well, if you go to Google right now, I'll try it yet again. I've been doing it every single day to see if Google takes action.
Oh, Google, that was the name of the company. Okay, so you have heard of it.
I've heard of it. I know that one. In fact, I use it many times a day. I love their search service. It's just the details that I'd like them to clean up.
All right.
Well, you go to Google right now, you type in Skype, and the number two ad is a site called download-it-free.com, which, despite the word free in the name, is anything but free. They're going to go ahead and charge you something like $40 for the right to download Skype.
Wow.
Now, your audience knows that that's a scam, and they know not to do business with people like that, because why would you pay them $40 when you could get it for free just one click away? But there are people out there who don't know that, who get confused and fricked and deceived and cheated by these kinds of ads. Now, Google doesn't have to sell an ad to download-it-free.com. They could say, you guys are a bunch of cheaters and liars and scammers and hooligans, and there's no place for you on our search engine.
But wait a minute. Isn't the onus on Skype to stop that from happening, not necessarily Google?
Well, Skype could submit a complaint, too, and I hope they do. But Google has dozens and dozens of rules. No selling body parts. No selling semen. No selling certain software.
Wait,
no
did you
ads
say,
that have the word Google
wait
in
a,
them.
Wait a second. Did you just say no selling semen?
That is actually among their ads. No selling bodily fluids. Yeah, one of the rules.
Man, I picked the wrong line of work. All right, go ahead.
So Google has all these rules. You know, they're great rules, by and large. I endorse almost every single one of the rules. The rule against using too many capital letters, too many exclamation points, too many superlative claims. You can't say the very best. You have to just say what you've got and not oversell what you've got. It's to keep these ads respectable and to keep the Google site useful and cleanly designed. I favor all of those. But I've got some more rules I want Google to add onto the ones that it's got. For example, no cheating users, no scams, no fraud. How's that for a rule? Google's been a little bit slow to take action there, frankly.
Why do you think that is? Is it just they don't have enough employees? Maybe they can't afford it.
Well, surely they could.
Did you ever think about that, Ben? Huh? Did you ever think about the struggling search engine, really? I mean, what do you think? These companies have billions of dollars just lying around? Shareholders making gazillions of dollars off the company? Ben, what do you think this is, 1999?
Right. So they're making good money, and you're absolutely right that they could afford more employees. But interestingly, Google especially, and to a lesser extent Yahoo, they are very concerned about manual processes. Their view is that almost everything that needs to be done better be done by a robot, not a human. Even if it's the kind of job for which a human would do a better job, even if it's the kind of job that a robot, you know, just can't do. You put all the smartest computer scientists in a room and they can't figure it out, whereas even a $10 an hour, you know, pretty low-skill employee could do the job. Well, Google doesn't like these kinds of manual processes. You know, call it a bias, call it a prejudice, whatever you call it. Maybe it's just good business sense, because surely robots are cheaper than humans in the long run. But the kinds of rules that I'm specifying, like rules against scams and against fraud, I think they'd have to be enforced by a human staff, and that is something that Google's been awfully hesitant to do in the past.
Well, I can probably tell you why. Now, this isn't really public knowledge, but I did discover this about one of the founders of Google. I think his name was Sergey or something like that. He ended up getting in a fight as a kid with a guy named Manuel. And so, consequently, anything that sounds like Manuel, Google is against. And so, Manuel, this is the reason why. Now, like I said, I got the information secondhand, so, you know, I can't necessarily verify that as gospel truth. But what are you going to do? Are you going to sue these companies?
Not over what I'm describing here, no. I think it's bad news, but I think the right remedy here is humiliation. It's making fun of Google over and over again for the number of billions of dollars that they rake in from legitimate ads, combined with the substantial share of illegitimate ads that they so easily could take out if only they had someone sit down and put their minds to it.
Is Google the only company you're going after?
No, you know, we think Google is responsible for a large number of these kinds of problems, but certainly there are others who are even more directly and even more substantially implicated.
Well, you should say alleged problems, because I don't know, Ben, I think you're about the only one I've ever heard these arguments from. Who else has got a problem with spyware? I mean, honestly.
Well, you know, Yahoo is at the top of my list and has been for some time. When you look at the big spyware companies out there, time and time again, you find that they are getting paid by Yahoo. And so that's a real cause for concern. If we're trying to figure out why there are so many spyware companies and why they're making so much money so quickly, Yahoo turns out to be a big part of that story.
How the heck is Yahoo paying them?
Well, let's look at the New York Attorney General's allegations from the Intermix case. Intermix, of course, the first spyware company the New York Attorney General pursued. The New York Attorney General reported that approximately 10% of Intermix's revenue came from Yahoo. Intermix was showing ads, like so much spyware, and it was getting those ads from Yahoo. So an advertiser would pay Yahoo to buy ad space, intending to buy ads on good places like Yahoo.com and MSN. But Yahoo would also place some of those ads into spyware, like Intermix's spyware, and then when a user got infected, the user would see the ads, click on the ads, the advertiser would pay Yahoo, Yahoo would pay Intermix, and the whole dirty cycle would continue.
Well, I don't know. I guess I've never had a problem with this. Some people say that Gator is spyware, but I don't know. I just don't. I never spies on me. I mean, that I know of, it never says that, hey, I saw you in the shower the other day. I mean, I don't understand.
Well, I hope it's not on your computer. There's no reason why it should be. Gator doesn't support any kind of software that I'd expect you to need.
I like the colors. You know, the green and orange. I mean, it's just a nice compliment, you know, right there together. I don't know. It's just it's more aesthetic for me on Windows.
Right. Well, there are millions of users whose computers are being tracked by Gator. Gator knows every website that these users visit. They know what you bought at which websites. They know when you did it. You know, you might think that the clear history feature in Internet Explorer works more or less as advertised, but you could have an unpleasant surprise if in some kind of litigation, you know, in a divorce action, the wife wants to know what websites the husband has been going to. Husband clears his history in IE, but wife notices the computer had Gator. You could send a subpoena to Gator and learn in short order exactly where the husband had been going. So, nasty piece of software, very serious implications the company doesn't really tell users about. But back in 2004, when they were planning to go public, they disclosed that more than 30% of their revenue was coming from Yahoo. So again, you know, really big money at issue here.
Let me ask you this, and some people have had problems with them. One of my favorite download sites of all time, I go there every day to see what they've got new, 180 Solutions. Have you heard anything about them?
Sure. That's the company that some of your listeners may also know by their product names. Like Zango, Sigmo, Encase, 180 Search Assistant.
Oh, yeah, I use all that stuff. No, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Isn't it great?
Well, I don't actually like it much. This is a program for which the pop-up ads are so noxious that they actually cover substantially the entire screen. Sometimes they'll leave a little strip of 10 pixels on the left and on the top. But the rest of your screen, the site that you requested, will be covered by their pop-up ad for their advertising.
Whoa, wait. I think I'm starting to, I'm starting to understand here. Are you saying that that's not supposed to happen with software?
Right. The user experience ought to be that you type in a site name, you get to see the site,
yeah,
and that's the end of it. But they tend to cover up the site with a direct competitor. So, you know, rewind a year or two, you'd go to Dell.com and you'd get a full-screen pop-up ad for Gateway. As if you had requested Gateway, even though what you had actually requested was Dell.
I thought that was a discovery service. Because I figured, well, my computer was being smart enough that it was delivering something that, hey, this could be better. And see, I like that. I like the upsells. That's why I like the software.
Some consumers say things like this, but mostly it turns out that that's largely a sham from the marketing companies. It's a rare consumer who actually says, I want more pop-up ads. And that certainly is consistent with my experience. I already knew that Gateway was out there. If I wanted to go to Gateway, I would have requested Gateway. If I wanted to find cheap computers, I would have gone to Google and typed in cheap computers, and I wouldn't have just asked for Dell by name.
By your very accusation, if there's a cheap computer manufacturer who's not so cheap, I mean, you know, he could be selling a 4-year-old video card for $800. I mean, is that, you know, illegal, or should that be banned?
No, I wouldn't ban that, but I would count on reliable, high-quality, user-focused comparison search engines to do a good job of making the best deals bubble to the top. And I think that still works pretty well. If you go to shopping.com right now or to computers.com, there are very, very good recommendations as to what's a good deal out there, and even more so from the specialty site, you know, Tom's Hardware Guide or something like that. These guys are incredibly sophisticated at finding good deals. You wouldn't want to have a spyware or an adware program out there looking for deals for you because they're just not very good at it. They'd get you ripped off every single time.
I guess I never really thought of it before. I thought it was all just normal. I mean, a part of the Windows operating system. That was one of the reasons why I didn't switch to OS X, because it didn't have all that stuff. But I couldn't get my 180 solution software to run on it, so it wasn't wasn't any good to me. Now, has Google...
You're right. These are Windows problems, and so yeah. Switching to another operating system does solve these problems for a lot of people.
Well, again, use that term very... Solve is a very, you know... I'm looking for that kind of stuff. That, to me, is a value. But has Google or Yahoo responded to you in any way, shape, or form?
Well, earlier
they've banned you, I bet, from even searching their site. They can do that.
They can do that if they really want to. You know, they don't take that kind of personal retaliation against me. But back when I posted examples of click fraud being performed by some spyware, including 180 spyware, actually, against Yahoo, Yahoo issued a public statement saying that they take these things very seriously and will investigate fully. And it looks like they took some action against at least some of the partners that I specified back in that report. On the other hand, though, you know, it's not like I gave away all my examples. I only posted 4 examples, and I have many dozens.
Wait, you're keeping them to yourself? Are they collector's items? You going to eBay them at some point?
No, quite the contrary. Being collector's items, they do get old, and then they stop being as useful when they're old. But it takes a long time to take one of these examples. You know, there's a video, there's a packet log, some diagrams to really understand it all. It takes a long time to get it all up on the web, and there's only so much that I can do. So I posted a handful of examples designed to show the problem, but kept some more in the wings.
Sounds like
some later date.
You've got a lot of free time on your hands, Ben.
Well, I find these things remarkably efficiently. I have testing systems set up in my apartment here in the front bedroom, and the testing systems let me figure out who's funding spyware and how. I can track a lot of bad guys in not that many hours of work. It's what I do. It's what I've built up the capability to do efficiently. So it may not take as many hours as you would think to catch them. To explain it clearly, that does take some time, and that's where the real effort is.
Wait a second. So who pays you to do that? Does the spyware companies pay you to do that because you're marketing for them?
The spyware companies do not pay me, no. And there would be no reason for them to pay me.
Well, yeah, you're talking... Well, no.
In trouble.
Ben, you're talking about... I mean, that's marketing. I mean, that's... I mean, that kind of PR you just can't pay for.
All right, fair enough. You know, most of this I do just because I think it's interesting and important. I make a fine living, ultimately, from advertisers who want help in staying out of spyware, from ad networks that want to make sure they're not funding spyware either intentionally or unintentionally. So I'm doing okay, and I'm fortunate to be in the position to continue to update my site and to make that available to anyone who's interested in reading it.
Where's the site again?
It's benedelman.org.
That's creative. Why don't you go with, like, I hate spyware or something like that? I mean, since
yeah, you know, there's going to be some other work to post on my website in due course. Other kinds of problems, spam, typo squatting, you know, regular scams that aren't spyware. So I'll keep the more generic domain name in anticipation of other work on other subjects at some point.
It sounds like you've got a vendetta against the software industry. I wish you
I love the software industry. You know, I want my computer to work. Information at your fingertips. That's what I want.
Well, that's what I get.
I
get information at my fingertips, and you're saying it's bad.
Well, pop up ads are one thing. Real information is quite another. I want my computer to work reliably in the way that its designers intended, in the way that I intended when I set it up. I don't want random things appearing. I don't want my computer converted into an advertising mechanism that's just constantly bombarding me with junk.
So you've never gone to Google before? Google serves up ads all the time.
It's true, but there is an interesting difference between spyware ads and Google ads, isn't there? I mean, these spyware ads are so intrusive, they really knock you across the head, interrupt you completely. Often they're poorly targeted and irrelevant, whereas the Google ads tend to be reasonably okay. Notwithstanding that some of them are for scams and some of them try to give you spyware, the majority of the ads, you know, more than half, more than two-thirds, maybe more than three-quarters, are for real companies and real products with honest stuff to sell. And that's commendable. That's a real achievement. Google's done a great job of figuring out a way to make that kind of advertising reasonably appealing to regular users.
Well, Ben, I wish you luck. I'm not sure I fully understand what it is you're doing, but I don't know. My computer right now is calling my name, so I got to go. There's a few pop-ups that have to be clicked on.
Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.